Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:03 on the Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you, the day after Memorial Day. Benigno and Roberts in the midday, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We hit the 1 o'clock. Mic's on Francesa on the Fan. We'll come your way. Dope Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Bro, how are you?
I'm fantastic. It doesn't feel like summer, though.
Summer?
Isn't Memorial Day
like
supposed
March.
To be
well,
like...
It's like March 10th. I think St. Patrick's Day is next week.
It feels that. I think we had a better,
horrible.
As May comes to a conclusion tomorrow, we had a better weather February than we did May.
Yeah.
And I don't even think I'm exaggerating on it.
How about the fact that like a week and a half ago, it was a couple days, like it was 100 degrees. And then it went down like 50 degrees.
I know. It's
crazy. I mean, it's actually cold today.
It's cold. Well, it's cold today, and then starting tomorrow,
better.
It's supposed to be a lot
70s.
Better.
Yeah.
So it's all turning around.
Well, we hope.
And I tell you, I feel a little bit better about the Mets after we return from Memorial Day weekend. And I wouldn't have said that after Saturday when Addison Rhee just completely blew it. Saturday night in Pittsburgh. Which made me, you know, kind of think over life decisions as I was sitting there at PNC Park. But they bounced back Sunday. They bounced back yesterday. The pitching is starting to get healthier. The starting pitching doesn't look as god-awful. Like, I mean, I know they're 22-27. It's nothing to write home about.
No, no.
But I'm feeling like slightly better about the mess that they've created.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing better. I mean, you know, but they need to go on a run. I mean, we've been talking about this for a while. Yeah, they've won series. They won a bunch of series. But like you even said it off the air, you know, only the Mets can win a series and you feel like they got swept.
I know.
You know, they lose one game and you're like, oh.
Because they find ways to make that one loss in a series
victory
brutal in many different ways.
No question.
Whether it's Matt Harvey getting suspended, whether it's Noah Syndergaard getting hurt.
No question.
Or in the Pirate case, whether it's blowing a game on a Saturday night, which is exactly what happened, a game they should have won.
Yep.
So they've done a good job of managing to do that. They have an opportunity here. They got three more games with the Brewers. They have the Pirates. Then it appears they're going to start to get healthier. And the key is, and this is why, despite how good Gesellman was last night or yesterday afternoon, I'm up for him going to the bullpen. They need bullpen help.
They do.
And
badly.
Seth Lugo,
badly.
I don't know what he's going to give him in the rotation, but Gesellman seems like the kind of guy that can translate pretty well out of the bullpen. So even though he's given him back-to-back good starts, and Terry Collins just makes you scratch your head every day.
Well, he got away with it yesterday, didn't he? I mean, talk about a move. Now, of course, we all complained when he took Gesellman out of the game when they had the 5-3 lead and they wound up blowing that game, last week. And then yesterday, I couldn't believe it. Not that I was totally against the move, but I was stunned. 3-2 game, bases loaded, two out, sixth inning. And he let Gesellman hit, and he gets away with it because he gets walks with the bases loaded.
Right, they got an insurance run.
Unbelievable.
Out of it. Now, under normal circumstances, forget about the previous start where Terry took him out too early. Forget about that.
Right,
under normal circumstances, this is a really just difficult managerial decision.
Yeah, no, it's a tough spot.
There's no great answer to it. Right,
no great answer.
Because Gesellman hasn't thrown that many pitches. You'd love to get a seventh inning out of him, but it's bases loaded, two out. You want to break the game open. So I would defend Terry under normal circumstances, and say there's no right answer to it. The reason it looks bad, though, Joe, is like you said, the start before, he's taking him out so early.
Maybe that's why he left him in.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Well, I forget who mentioned it, whether it was Darling or Keith, because I wasn't at the game yesterday.
Yeah,
so I was
one of them
to the broadcast.
Did. I was watching it at home. One of them did.
Well,
yeah.
One of them suggested that maybe Terry was unprepared for the situation.
Yes. Yes.
Which would be damning.
Because there was two out and nobody on when that rally started. And it, you're right, exactly what they said. And it was nobody up in the bullpen.
And it's possible only because after Cabrera walks, it was only three pitches later that the bases were loaded.
Correct.
Romer swung at the first pitch,
yep.
and Rivera got hit by
a pitch. Yeah.
Right, on the third pitch of the at-bat. So it's entirely possible. That is not a good answer, though. I mean, if that's
not
the
a good
reason.
Answer.
But you know what? The Mets rewarded him. Yeah. On both accounts. Not only did he draw the walk, but then he goes out and throws a 1-2-3 inning.
Yeah, no doubt. And I got to tell you, the kid, what's his name? Seawald comes in and pitches a great eighth inning. And then I'm saying to myself, no, this is not deja vu. You're not going to blow this game again. Reed gives up the two hits to start the inning, and you didn't feel good at that point. But he comes through. He strikes out the next two guys and then, fly out to Conforto when the game's over. But I was very concerned when the first two guys got hits against Reed in the ninth inning.
Here's what also concerns me, and I think this is part of the criticism of Terry Collins this year, and we all admit he's dealing with a lot. We get it. A lot of injuries, a lot of guys underperforming. I totally get it. But go back to Sunday night, all right? The Mets beat up Tyler Glasnow eventually in the fourth and fifth
eventually
inning.
Eventually got to him.
They have a 6-1 lead, all right? You're feeling pretty good about it. And actually becomes a 7-1 lead. And he goes to Paul Sewald to get two innings pitched. He pitches the seventh and the eighth in a game in which you're winning 7-1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my issue with that is that Paul Sewald has now become one of their better relievers.
Yeah.
Him and Jerry Blevins, really.
Yeah.
You're using him to face eight batters and throw two innings in a 7-1 game? And it concerned me about his usage of that kind of guy when you do have a big
lead. You got to believe he's unavailable tonight, right?
Would
you think so?
And that's a problem.
He's not pitching tonight.
Because he really should not have pitched Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday night.
Sunday.
So, I mean, his management. And here's the other thing, because I noticed this being at the game Sunday night. He had Jerry Blevins warming up that entire ninth inning as well on Sunday night.
Yeah.
So, why wasn't Blevins available yesterday? Partially because Terry had him throw like a complete game in the bullpen.
He got away with it yesterday. So,
you know what, though? Here's a problem, though. You're right, he got away with it in the fact that they won the baseball game. But it's long-term things. Mm. When you don't have Paul Sewald available today or Jerry Blevins available yesterday, that's not a good thing because there aren't a lot of guys that you can even trust in this bullpen right now.
Not as, I'll tell you, I don't trust anybody. To be honest with you, I mean, there's nobody that when they come out to the mound that I feel 100% about, not even Blevins.
No.
Nobody.
No one's 100, but Blevins is the highest.
I guess.
I'll
give him
82. You have to pick somebody. Right. 80. Hey, that's not bad.
No, it's decent.
And I'm intrigued to see Gizelman out of the bullpen. I'm telling you, unless Lugo and Matz get hurt again or struggle, that's the guy that's got to go to the bullpen.
And what, both pitching one more game? Now, I know Matz had that five perfect innings the other day in Las Vegas.
Right.
73 pitches.
Yeah, they're both going to throw one more rehab game, and they're going to throw 90 pitches apiece,
right,
and then they're
going
to break. Because I think a part of it is that they don't want to have these guys make their debuts and be on restrictive pitch counts where you got to use the bullpen. So if Matz and Lugo can come back and they both can throw 100 pitches, that'll be a help. You know, maybe they can get through six innings.
Here's the good news. DeGrom looks like he's back to being DeGrom. He's had two very good outings in a row. Actually pitched into the ninth inning the other day. I couldn't believe it. 8 1/3 so far, the longest outing any Mets starter has had. He looks like he's back. Harvey actually had a decent outing on Sunday. I mean, it wasn't the Dark Knight Day stuff, but, it was good enough and a lot better than what we've seen. Will has been coming along. He hasn't been terrible. You'd like to see him go deeper into the games. And obviously Gesellman pitched better yesterday. So maybe, and especially now with the news about Matz and Lugo, maybe the rotation is starting to round a little bit into shape.
That's why I say to you at the top, I feel slightly better.
A little bit.
22-27 doesn't make me feel great.
No.
But the fact that the rotation is starting to look decent to maybe actually good is a big help.
Yep.
Now, you still need to get outs in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning because most of the time you're not going to get 8 innings or even 7 innings out of your starting pitching, but at least they have that turning around. They still are tied for 30th, which is last in Major League Baseball in team ERA.
Yeah, no, it's bad. I think it's under 5 finally,
isn't it? It's down to
4.85.
It's down to 4.85.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, the Cincinnati Reds are the one team they're tied with for ERA in Major League Baseball, but to their credit, they're averaging 5 runs a game.
They are hitting, I brought this guy up last week, and I know dude has been red hot of late, so I expect him to go the other way soon. The guy that really is jumping out at me right now is Wilmer Flores. He got 3 more hits. He played against the righty yesterday. Gets 3 more hits. He's batting about .314, whatever he's hitting. I mean, Wilmer Flores is getting to the point where how are we getting him out of the lineup now? He's starting to get there.
Yeah, I don't know.
If he's not there already.
I don't know if they're going to change anything. I think that they kind of like that super sub role where he plays a little bit of second base, a little bit of third base, a little bit of first base. I mean, really, you go with the hot hand if you're Terry Collins.
No, he's hot right now.
That's the strength of the Mets right now, the fact they have a deep roster position player-wise.
Yeah.
Like, and that's without Yoenis Cespedes.
Yep. No doubt. If we had a setback. What is he, another week away now yet?
Sandy claims 7 or 10 days. Maybe.
You know what? When he's here, and I'll believe he's here. That's all I got to look at.
I feel the same way, and I think because they are scoring runs.
Right.
You know, that's not their biggest problem.
Yeah, they can be honest. They really haven't missed a guy.
And I think they could afford to be more patient with him to make sure that he's healthy.
Yep.
You know, I think they can afford to do that.
Absolutely right.
And that's certainly a positive. But there's still 5 games under 500. They still have a hole to get out of. This is a big opportunity at home against Milwaukee.
And then the Pirates.
And then they go to Texas and Chicago. So they've got a chance to at least get out of this hole. Believe it or not, it doesn't feel this way. They're actually 12-13 in May. So if they can win the next 2 games, they could actually have a winning month.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel at all like it's been a winning month in any way.
No. Well, I mean, like you said it, it's still 5 games under 500. They had that miserable road trip where they didn't win a game. And every time it looks like they're going to sweep a series, they wind up with a terrible loss in the third game of the series. In this case, in Pittsburgh, it was the second game. You know, so we, you know, that's why. And they haven't been able to put together that streak. They haven't even had like a 5-game winning streak.
I know.
You know, that's what we're looking for here. They need to put together a significant 6-7-game winning streak.
And who knows? Maybe this will be it.
Maybe
they could build off
it. Let's hope so.
Especially if they can get something out of Tyler Pill. We called for him for a while.
Well, we're going to see him tonight.
We got him out of the bullpen on Saturday.
Right.
Which wasn't ideal for him to make his major league debut.
I'm not even counting that. I want to see what he does starting the game tonight.
No, I agree with you. He starts tonight, then you've got DeGrom, so we'll see if they can turn it around.
Yep.
We'll get to the Yankees coming up. They dropped one to the Orioles yesterday, plus a real, real brawl in Major League Baseball yesterday.
Some nice shots by this guy, Strickland.
Oh.
Maybe he's got, if he can't pitch, maybe he's got like a career as a boxer.
He may.
He put a couple nice shots on Bryce Harper.
I watched this thing live. I had it on my smaller TV next to the Met game. And the best part about this brawl, which we'll get into, is the fact that Buster Posey basically said in so many words, "Hey, Hunter Strickland, you're an ass, and I'm not going out there to help you." Mm. Because that guy, or you could say Buster's afraid of getting hurt. You can get on him for that.
How about that?
It could be that.
Sure.
Or Buster said,
everybody in a giant bench except Bumgarner that came off the bench.
Right. Everybody was Jeff Samardzija.
Everybody did.
Runs into Mike Morse. They had friendly fire. But Buster Posey still hasn't moved from the catching position. Mm. He stood there basically the entire time and watched. Mm. And my reaction is that's his way of saying Hunter Strickland is an ass and he doesn't want to defend him. So we'll get into that brawl from yesterday plus the Yankees. And we've got a lot of Yankee tickets to give away. 4 pairs of Yankee tickets, and obviously the terrible story with Tiger Woods we'll get to as well.
And I think the NBA Finals starts sometime this next 2 weeks.
Eventually it will start.
Somewhere along the line.
Sometime in the next 3 weeks we'll have a Finals.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.